Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America, online, thisweekinamerica.us. So how much time do you spend on your smartphone and electronic gadgets? Chances are more than you realize. A recent study finds that the average person spends several hours a day on their smartphone alone, adding up to around 86 hours a month. We're hearing more about the addictiveness of technology and how much time we spend looking at screens. So how do we get technology to improve our life, not distract from it? Answers from digital wellness expert and Google Communications Manager Veronica Navarette. Here to help us understand our online habits and with tips and tools to disconnect when needed. Veronica, welcome to This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program.
Great to be here.
You know, it's a relatively new term, digital wellness. Exactly what are we talking about?
Yeah, so I think we're realizing that we're spending a lot more time with our devices. We're surfing, we're scrolling, we're gaming, we're watching videos. And all of this time adds up. So a few recent studies have linked this increased screen time to inability to focus, difficulty falling asleep, or even in extreme cases, depression. So with that in mind, I think that a lot of companies are looking at how they can provide helpful tools to help people manage this screen time and take charge of their digital wellness.
I think for so many people, it's instinctive. We really don't even fully understand what we're doing. We're just going to our smartphone, going to the gadgets. So I'm assuming the first step towards digital well-being is what? Understanding how we interact with technology. How do we go about doing that?
Exactly. A great place to start is to figure out exactly how much time you're spending with your devices. So as I mentioned, YouTube has been thinking about this for a while, and one thing that they're releasing today is called a timed watch profile. And basically what that means is that YouTube is going to tell you exactly how much time you're spending watching those videos. So it might feel like a few minutes here and there, but it tends to add up. It's really easy to lose track of time when you're having fun. And so one tip to get you started is to set some boundaries for yourself. Straight from within the YouTube app, you can always go ahead and go in there and set a reminder to take a break. That could be either a few minutes or maybe a couple of hours of YouTube time. But whatever you feel is right for you, once you've hit that limit, a reminder will come up on your screen.
You know, it's interesting. This dashboard is amazing. Talk about what we see in the dashboard, because for most people, they'll go, wait a minute, that can't be me. It's really revealing, isn't it?
It is really revealing, and that's exactly the point. We do want to make sure that you have a full understanding of exactly how much time you're spending with the app. So it will give you an average of how much YouTube time you have, whether that be for that day or for that week or maybe for an extended period of time. And it will help you understand your usage so that you can decide, you know, is this maybe a little bit too much for me, or does this feel exactly right?
You know, it's interesting because of what it compares to basically this time a week ago. So we have some comparison as to how we're doing. Is this a normal week, or am I a little over or under even this week?
That's right.
You know, it helps us focus on what really matters. That's one of the things that you're doing. And by the way, everything we're talking about on the program today, you'll find at the website wellbeing.google. With us on the program is Veronica Navarette, the digital wellness expert, Google Communications Manager. You help us focus on what really matters. Talk about how you go about doing that, because this is really interesting. It sort of shifts our focus back on what should be a priority.
That's right. And one of the areas that constantly brings me back to my phone is with those notifications. Just getting constantly pinged and bombarded with ringing and buzzing, it can be really distracting. It's difficult to be present in the moment with work, family, or friends, and it can bring you right back to your devices. So one thing that I like to do is I like to batch all of my notifications into just one notification a day. You can do this within the YouTube app as well. The best part about this for me, actually, is that you can set the time of day that you get the single notification. So I like to set it after work, after I've had dinner with my family, and it's actually a time where I might have some more free time to enjoy whatever app I'm trying to use.
And I understand with YouTube, the push notifications we get, those are bundled as well, which is a better use of our time.
Exactly. Another great feature is that they are sending notifications silently between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. So if you're trying to fall asleep and you're constantly getting pinged and get these, you know, rings in your ear, that'll at least stop that from happening from within the YouTube app.
As I'm looking at this, I'm realizing all that Google Assistant can do for us. And I get the impression, maybe just me, but maybe others as well, we're not fully using it, are we? This could really make a major difference in our lives.
Yeah, I find that Google Assistant to be extremely helpful. I don't always have access to, you know, touch the device or use my hands to type anything. Using the Google Assistant and a lot of the voice commands can be super helpful. It can help set reminders for things so that you don't have to constantly be checking your phone. It can help get you quickly connected to a family member or friend. There's just several uses for it.
Yeah, and people concerned about privacy, sometimes it's like, I really need to watch what I share, and I understand you can easily manage, even delete the past conversations.
That's right. You can go into your settings at any time within your Google account and see exactly what information is available and what information you may want to remove. So I would definitely recommend heading over to privacy settings, and again, over to wellbeing.google.com. If it all sounds a little confusing, I think it breaks it down for you there and gives you a lot of tips and tricks.
Yeah, it takes you through basically step by step all the things that Google can do for you. Voice routine, for example, the routine things that we do every day, we can talk to Google Assistant and they'll do it for us or remind us.
That's right. It's gone beyond searching. And like I said, we use our devices for just about everything nowadays. And I think that's why Google and YouTube have really taken a concentrated effort into providing the tools that people need to kind of take charge of their own well-being.
All of us go crazy with Gmail, and you can do some amazing things with Gmail so that we're not totally focused on the inbox and what we need to look at, and we focus on the important stuff. Talk about some better ways that we can use Gmail more effectively by using the dashboard and by using what's available from Google.
That's right. One thing that I like to do personally with my Gmail and email accounts is I make sure to disconnect any notifications when I'm on vacation or if it's the weekend and I don't need to do any work. I also make sure that I set notifications to only send for certain people. So let's say if I want to make sure I receive notifications from my boss, I'll mark that down in Gmail. Or if I want to receive notifications from, say, my mom and dad, I can do that too.
You know, and I didn't realize this was even available, but you can basically reply in just a click with Smart Reply. Talk about how that works, because this is something I didn't even know was available.
Yeah, Smart Reply is really interesting. It basically gives you a recommendation of what might be a reply, and you can choose from a set of recommendations for you. And I'll have to say that they're pretty spot on. I wasn't sure how it would work exactly, but it has cut down on email time quite a bit just by using the Smart Reply.
Veronica Navarette with us on This Week in America, digital wellness expert, Google Communications Manager. Everything she's talking about and all the processes, the tools, the tips, how you go about doing this available at the website wellbeing.google. And of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So many of us struggle with photos. Google Photos can do a lot of that for us as well, can't they?
It definitely can. From within the Google Photos app, it can help you organize your photos. I just recently took a family vacation, and it created an automatic video for me with some of the highlights, which was really nice to share with my family members. It can help you search through photos. It's amazing the quality of the search that you can get through the Photos app. But it's quite a bit of interesting tools that they've developed for the singular app. And it's just made photos a lot easier to use.
And this is interesting. The driving companion that you have, Android Auto, this is something we know we're not supposed to really pay attention to that, pay attention to driving, not the electronic devices. But when you're wondering what you're getting, if you've got an alert that goes off, it's like, okay, I need to take a peek at that to see if it's important. Talk about the driving companion component that you've got, because this really can help us be better drivers and minimize those distractions.
Yeah, again, I think it's about using voice as much as possible. So, you know, when you can use the Google Assistant and to ask you to read back maybe a text message or an alert that you got, it's super helpful because it can keep you focused on what you need. And that's kind of the point of all of these tools, is to make sure that you have what you need to stay focused on the world around you and what you need to do instead of looking at your tech. At Google and YouTube, they really believe that tech should work for you, not the other way around. So I think that's kind of what they're trying to build into their products.
We always want to check one more time before we go to sleep for the evening. How can we use this to disconnect at night?
Well, it's definitely great to know that YouTube will be sending those notifications silently to your device between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. Of course, you can always customize that. I actually make sure that my notifications and settings are set to quiet hours from before 10 p.m. I like to set them around 8 p.m. just so that I can start winding down. And it's just a way to keep your mind focused and clear and ready for bed.
A big part of this with digital wellness is helping families find the right balance. And this is really important because we've got to, you know, as adults, we're trying to find that right balance. We have the kids out there that are attached to their smartphones and their devices as well. How does this work in terms of helping families find the right balance?
Yeah, so these features are available for the main YouTube app. For children, we do have a YouTube Kids app, so that's anyone under 13 years old. However, I would say that a great place to start in terms of creating healthy habits for your family is leading by example. And once you have the power and the knowledge of exactly how much time you're spending online and you start to set limits for yourself, just that example and having that conversation with the family can really help kind of set some sort of general rules and guidelines that overall I think can help with the digital health.
And with YouTube Kids, what we can set the appropriate time, we can set limits. We basically, and they may not even know it, but we can control what they're watching and for how long they're watching it.
That's right. It is more curated. There are a lot more parental controls. It's definitely a better place for kids.
And they have, talk about Google Wi-Fi. This is interesting because we're concerned about taking breaks as adults. We can schedule breaks for kids as well, I understand.
That's right. With Google Wi-Fi, you can schedule what's appropriate for your family and turn off devices and not necessarily turn off devices, but kind of set when Wi-Fi limits should be made. It's very similar to the YouTube features in that, and across all Google products, basically, is giving you the freedom to set limits without necessarily getting in your way.
And as you're doing all of this with the children, you're able to talk about online safety, and I know that's a focus that you're working on as well. Online safety for everybody, for the adults as well as the kids.
That's right. Online safety is very important for everyone. It's important to be aware of what your devices are capable of and exactly how to use your devices. So I always say more information is better. And that's why it's a really great place to start is always at wellbeing.google.com, just so that you kind of have an idea of what's available to you.
Let's talk about what you've gone through, because you're involved in technology. You deal with technology every day. Has it been difficult for you to get it under control so that you're enhancing your life with technology rather than turning your life over to technology?
Yeah, so I actually moved up to the Bay Area and started at Google about 7 years ago. And increasingly over that time, I just found myself to be using a lot more devices, spending a lot more time with my screens. And over the past year, I would say that I've taken more of a concerned effort to take charge of my own digital well-being. And I do that by setting limits for myself, and I definitely take charge of all the tools that are available to me, whether that means turning only notifications on for apps that I absolutely need for the workday, or just even turning off my phone altogether when I head on vacation. It's definitely about setting reasonable boundaries for yourself that fit well into your own life, because it's not going to be the same for every person. Everyone has different needs, and so I would say just keeping that in mind, but using the tools that are available has been really helpful for me.
A minute or so left in the program, and all of this that we're talking about today, you'll find at wellbeing.google. Talk about YouTube and Google's role in this, because you want us, obviously, to use technology, but you want to make sure we use it effectively and we use it with some boundaries. Google is really a leader in this movement, aren't they?
Yeah, I would say that Google and YouTube have been thinking about this from the very beginning. We recognize that it's an area of increasing concern for people. So we have been thinking about ways to give people the tools that they need to take charge of their own digital well-being, and we want to make that as easy for them as possible. We want to make sure that our communities feel happy and safe online, so we try to give them as many tools for that as possible.
And you'll be surprised when you go to the website wellbeing.google, all that probably you're not taking advantage of that will not be a distraction, but will make your life better, will improve the quality of your life. We're talking about digital wellness, keeping track of how you interact with technology and for how long. With us on the program has been digital wellness expert, Google Communications Manager, Veronica Navarette. Again, the information at wellbeing.google. Veronica, great information. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And all the information, of course, you can link on directly to wellbeing.google by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.